a new pilot program in South Carolina that's trying to change some habits. I'm talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers about it. And change, well, that's what this is all about. In fact, that's the name of it, isn't it, Commissioner?
That's right, Mike. You know, we look at some of the statistics that we're not proud of in South Carolina. Some of our health habits or health statistics that might be related to some of our eating habits. We know that there are food deserts all across the state. We know some places have more food insecurity than others. Now, what we've been doing for the better part of this year is administering a federal grant called the Local Food Purchasing Assistance. Well, we've been doing that in 24 counties, and we have 11 partners called aggregators, and they are buying food, mostly produce from local suppliers, local farmers, and distributing it to needy families in those food deserts. Well, you know, we said, what could we do to see if we can change, make some change in our eating habits? So we're going to do a four-county pilot project under the Change SC banner and see that if at the end of 3 months, people's attitude about making that effort to find a little better food supply than just what might be the most convenient but not the best for them. Let's see if we can make a difference and start to change some of South Carolina.
What areas is this pilot program going to be starting off in, Commissioner?
Well, we're going to do it in a four-county area up in the PD area of the state. And it's going to be in Marion County, Dillon County, Marlboro County, and Williamsburg, where unfortunately some of those statistics might be more glaring, you know, around food insecurity, some of the other things. We, in the Department of Agriculture, we don't know that we can change obesity overnight. I need to be the first one to start, but because we think food is obviously related to our health, then the Department of Health, or DHEC, is actually partnering with us on this special little project. And what we're trying to do is do some outreach to people in these communities, these counties, who are getting some of this food through this program, and have them hopefully tell us that their attitude and their approach and their priorities about food can change. And when we do that, then we think we can go and maybe encourage some more grocery availability in those areas than through all sorts of channels. So what we're trying to do is just learn, can we make a difference? And see in these four counties how it what it would look like.
Now, you mentioned local foods. Where are these foods coming from?
Well, that's a good thing about it. We're bringing more farmers sort of into the food supply chain than otherwise might have been not included. And some of we're making a focus on the underserved farmers, and we got a good track record on that. And then distributing the food to those most families most in need due to being in a food desert or a food insecurity area. So, you know, while the program is nice, it won't last maybe another couple of years. We're trying to think about what impact we can make after these federal programs are over.
Now, how long will this research last? What's sort of the timeline we're looking at before we get that research in and then can start making some decisions moving forward?
Well, we're looking at a three-month project in these four counties. We want to do a real, we've kind of gotten started with it, but on November 1st, we're targeting that to get some new bags printed with this logo on it so it begins to get in people's minds, that type of thing. So 3 months, we've done some research with people in that area before we got started. Let's do it, let's push it, and then We'll do that same type of research after we're done and see if we're making a difference.
Commissioner, anything else you'd like to add about this pilot program called Change SC? And is there a place where people can go to find out more information right now, or is this still just in the working process?
Well, right now, I think there is a, this will fall under the banner, under the website called Eat Local PD, and this is where this is occurring. So as we move this around the state, we would have variations of that. So we don't have a link to our website yet. We've just been focusing on getting this thing going. Maybe we can visit again 1 week and give an update on it.
Change SC, first the research and then hopefully some answers coming out of that. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.